Part 3 of How Rosang Taba Won a Race by Dean Francis Alfar. The Street of Lost Hope. The Street of Lost Hope is the narrowest lane in Ciudad, averaging 5 hand spans in width. No more than one person can navigate its length at a time. And Rosang Taba was no ordinary person. The Race. Rosang Taba ran as fast as she could, and Ser Pietrado, with an animal roar, quickly closed the 15-pace gap. But he could not pass her. So tightly was her bulk wedged along the slender path that he could not even see where they were going. She endured his curses and threats and maledictions, squeezing through the wickedly narrow lane. Her shoulders began to bleed as she scraped roughly against the constrictive walls. "Let me pass, you pig!" Ser Pietrado cried, savagely planting a boot in her back. "Hindi!" Rosa shouted, biting back the sting, refusing to allow even one tear to escape her eyes as she fought to maintain her position and balance. "Let me pass!" Ser Pietrado screamed as he attempted to clamber over her, only to be frustrated by the low ceilings formed by the lane's old arches. "Hindi!" Each time he struck her with his fists or feet, Rosa voiced her passionate denial of his demands, fueled by a conviction whose depths only her heart understood. "Hodalo, let me pass!" Ser Pietrado howled in anger and hurled a large rock at her head. "Hindi!" she cried, ignoring the red-tinged pain and sudden warm wetness that engulfed her senses. He tried pushing her, biting her, clawing at her, ramming her, tripping her, entangling her, everything he could possibly do. But she was a natural bottleneck all the way around and back to the Plaza Binondo, where they began, to the deafening roar of the Katao of Hinirang and the stunned silence of the Española in Hinirang, sparkling mutely in the sunset. A Drinking Song. Nasaan ka ng kumarera si Rosang Taba? Si Rosang Taba. Sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo, ay nakita ko ang Espanyola napahiya. Wala silang masabi. Sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo. Itaas, itaas, itaas ang baso, alak at tuba. Kung kaya niya, kaya ko. Kung kaya ko, kaya mo. Nasaan ka nang nanalo si Rosang Taba? Si Rosang Taba. Sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo, ay naku ang bilis kumalat ng balita. Makinig ka sa sinasabi. Mula sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo. Itaas, itaas, itaas ang baso, alak at tuba. Kung kaya niya, kaya ko. Kung kaya ko, kaya mo. Nasaan ka nang tumawa si Rosang Taba? Si Rosang Taba. Sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo. Ay, 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 at tayo lamang ang nakitawa. Wala silang masabi. Sa Binondo, sa Plaza ng Binondo. Kung kaya niya, kaya ko. Kung kaya ko, kaya mo. Denouement. With the gift of gold given to her by the amused Andrea Carmen Jimenez y Rogelio, Rosang Taba did 3 things. She purchased her family's freedom, visited a mountain that figured prominently in her dreams, and married a man who could not drown in the irrepressible bounty of her heart. She had 13 children, numerous grandchildren, and died surrounded by her massive family when she was 94, continuing to add to the girth of her insatiable body and spirit. She never raced again. Sir Jaime Alonso Pietrado y Villarreal left on the next outward-bound galleon and vanished quietly into the sea. And that's the end of How Rosang Taba Won a Race by Dean Francis Alfar. Please visit his website at deanalfar.blogspot.com. This is Manuel Viloria. Thanks for listening.